Big Rap Show podcast is kindly sponsored by G1 Reeds. They are the champion's choice, with many bands around the world playing G1 products, providing everything you'd need to hit the circle or the big stage. So check out g1reeds.com as they keep the lights on here at the Big Rap Show podcast. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another Big Rap Show podcast. Yeah, you might have guessed by the title of this week's episode, we're going to be talking with Jim McGillivray! Woo! Oh, man, I can't tell you just how excited I am to bring you this week's episode. It's been a bit of a work in progress, this one, for a while, and I'm very excited to bring you the topic this week. Now, I have to give a shout to our Patreon faithful, though, at the very beginning. Yeah, for those of you on Patreon who are supporting us, you guys already have access to this interview, all right? You've already got it, early access, the audio and the video as well. You can go and watch it. It's all up there on Patreon. But we're about to get into it later on in the show. But we will get to it, all right? But we've got a lot to get through before we even get that far. So let's go through our introductions then, shall we? Welcome. We are the Big Rap Show. We are the show for the bagpiping folk. We try to reflect everything in the bagpiping world, be it Celtic music, folk music, or indeed our bread and butter, competitive piping and drumming. Each and every week we're here talking about what we know and love to be the music of the great Highland Bagpipe and its people. And yes, like every other pod out there, like we've just mentioned, we do have a Patreon. So if you would like to go and help support the show and get your mitts on early access for future episodes from some big names and stuff, yeah. Go over there to Patreon. Click on support and, yeah, be part of the Patreon people. Yeah, huge shout out to our Patreon folks. And there's a wealth of great stuff up there. Some early access for some up-and-coming interviews. And let's say there's some big ones, all right, that are in the works. And you guys here in the podcast will get to hear them in the next few weeks. But if you want to get early access to those, then, yeah, Patreon is where it's at. There's a lot happening over there on Patreon at the moment. Seriously. Anyway. Well, for those of you who aren't supporting us on Patreon, I know I'm wibbling on about Patreon, but we're running a special promotion right now through the month of March. For anyone curious what sort of stuff we have over there on Patreon, well, we're going to be offering our Fuse FM Ballymoney radio show over there on Patreon every week now through the month of March for free. For free, I tell you! Yeah, so if you are anyway curious and have never heard our Fuse FM show, then I would recommend going over to our Patreon page, just having a look around, and you'll find that this month, yeah, all of our Fuse FM Ballymoney shows are absolutely free. So you can go along, download them, and listen to our two-hour live radio show completely for nothing, for free. So go over there to Patreon, have a dig around. You don't even have to click on support. You can just download an episode. There you go. So go and check it out. Yeah, shout out to our Patreon faithful, though. The ones who do support us, then they get all the extra goodies. There you are. So that's just a special promotion that we're doing for March to kind of wet the whistle a little bit. Give you a bit of an idea of what kind of extras is back there. There you go. All right, enough talking about Patreon. Let's get into some listener mail, shall we? Yes, our listener mail has never changed. BigRabShow@gmail.com. That address again, BigRabShow@gmail.com. We've got a wealth of email this last while, and mostly all about Weekly Drone. Last week's Weekly Drone was simply one word. We'll get into Weekly Drone later on, but that sparked quite a bit of email from a lot of folks who were really incensed by this, I think is the word I want to use. A lot of people very angry, assuming the worst. Now, the word itself was simply drummers. And that was it. Now, we couldn't, you know, figure it out whether it was talking about, drummers. Or, yes, drummers. We couldn't figure it out. It was just one word and, yeah, draw your own conclusions, as we say here. But, yeah, the amount of emails that we got going, Rab, why did you broadcast that? Talking about drummers like that, it's terrible. Anyway, as you'll hear later on in the show, we've got a few Weekly Drones talking about this in reaction to last week's Weekly Drone, which is hilarious. Anyway, we'll get into all of that. Well, thank you everyone for emailing in following last week's show, and especially a lot of folk were asking questions about Xavier Bordereau's brand new album. Yes, that we will hopefully have more information on that soon. All right, now we do know he's going to be running a bit of a crowdfunder, I think, to finally get it, you know, published and mastered and mixed and all that kind of stuff that needs to happen in the closing stages. But if you are in any way curious and haven't heard last week's show yet, then please do go back, have a listen to the interview we had with Xavier, and we get some exclusive little sneak peeks of possible tracks that will be appearing on his new album. And now they're very raw, they're nowhere near finished at this point, but it does give us a bit of a direction of travel. Such a cool interview last week, so thank you to Xavier again. But yeah, for those who are asking questions about the album, as soon as we have the information, we'll let you folks know where you can go and either help with the crowdfunding or go and purchase a copy. There you go. All right. So, as I've said, most of our correspondence this past week was mostly on Weekly Drone, and we will get into that. But I want to give a bit of a shout this week to the Droning On podcast. Now, last week we did mention this on the show about how they were celebrating their 100th episode, and that a lot of names from across the podcasting world all sort of jumped in to help celebrate the 100th episode. So if you haven't listened to that yet, please do go and check it out. The Droning On podcast, of course, good mates of ours. And they celebrated their 100th episode, which is just epic, you know. Now, not only did they release quite a cool podcast for episode 100, they're also working on quite a special project of a charity album called Pipes for Peace. And the presenter of Droning On, Jim, he managed to send us a little bit of an advertisement, let's say, or a bit of an audio package, I guess, to tell us all about this amazing charity album in celebration of 100 episodes. So I'll hand it over to Jim at this point.
The Droning On podcast recently hit 100 episodes, and to celebrate, we've put together a collaborative album featuring 26 tracks from guests who have been on the show over its first 100 episodes, samples of which you're hearing right now in the background. The album is a fundraising project to help the Peace Through Music International charity. In episode 82, Droning On's guest was Liz Shropshire. She's the founder of Peace Through Music International. They help war-impacted kids learn music all over the world, chiefly using penny whistles. All the money from album sales goes to Peace Through Music International to help them get more music to more kids all over the world. What's more, several artists, makers, instructors, and the like have come together to help with the fundraising. Until St. Patrick's Day, every album purchase gets the purchaser entered into a prize drawing. On St. Patrick's Day, we'll announce the winners. The prizes include an MK2 Stealth Practice Chanter with Torpedo Case from Maverick, a Kelpie Low D Whistle from MK Whistles, multiple Generation Whistles in several keys, including several Elf Song Great Highland Bagpipe Fingering Style Whistles and a Tabor Pipe, online Balron instruction from Blaine Chastain, gift cards for bagpipeswag.com, and more. So go get a great album of excellent music, do some good in the world, and try your luck at winning some amazing prizes all at the same time. The album is called Pipes for Peace and can be found on bandcamp.com. If you have any trouble finding it, links to the album are currently plastered all over the social media accounts for the Droning On podcast. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.
There you are. Fantastic. What a way to celebrate 100 episodes, eh? Yeah, and raising money for quite an awesome charity there. So go and check it out. We've included links in the show notes right now, so wherever you're listening, just click on your show notes. You'll find the link there, and you can find the album, Pipes for Peace. We've shared it out all across our social media as well, so I would encourage you to go and, purchase a copy, because then you'll be entered into that prize draw. Now, I have to say, the prize draw itself is... yeah, there is a deadline to it, so do pay attention to those social media updates, and good luck to you. I think there's about a couple of weeks now before the draw actually takes place, so as we mentioned there, there's limited time to enter the prize draw, so I would urge you to go and purchase a copy right now, and then get entered into the draw. You could win someone of that, all that sweet swag there. Cool stuff. Shout out to Jim and the guys there at the Droning On Pod. Fantastic. Just what a great effort. And well done to all the musicians involved as well. There you go. Alrighty. So, we've now celebrated 100 episodes of Droning On, and here's to many, many more episodes. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do to celebrate 200 episodes now. Eh? Who knows? Alright, let's fly on. Now, I did promise you that we would talk about Weekly Drone, and I kind of teased it enough at this point. I think we should talk about it. Alright, now... as I said last week, Weekly Drone, we got one of them in, and it was simply one word, which was drums. So, JD, Let's open the floodgates then, mate. Let's hear all the weekly drones we got this week in response forward slash retaliation, I guess. So, yeah, JD, what's the first weekly drone we got?
It's the weekly drone.
Pipers. Last week, drummers was the weekly drone, which I think was very cheeky, seeing as us drummers are very patient with pipers and their precious needs, like taking ages to tune up and letting them lay their pipes on our drums.
Oh, here we go. Shots fired, I guess. Oh, we're going to start a war now between the bag blowers and the bucket baiters, as they say. So this has been quite a common war here in the Big Rab Show. It's kind of a love-hate relationship between pipers and drummers, isn't it? And I think we're starting to hear about it here now on Weekly Drum. See, this is the thing. The patience with pipers tuning and everything. I've been a drummer of 30-plus years, but I'm now a piper, and I now know the struggle of handling this instrument, and 1 minute's perfectly in tune, and then 30 seconds later, it all goes to the dogs, and you have to start again. So I absolutely know the struggle. It's very real, and yeah, I can completely understand it now. Drummers could be standing around with their arms folded going, come on, you're tuning again? Yeah, that's how these things work, unfortunately. And now, as a new piper, I can absolutely appreciate it. So I have a newfound sympathy for you pipers out there. However, Weekly Droner, you mentioned about setting pipes on drums. Oh my God! You talk about some full-scale battles I have witnessed about this. You know, especially in the grand finale when everyone's standing there and then, oh, there's a piper. I have to go to visit the facilities. I need to pee. Right? So, and then someone either gets handed the set of pipes to hold, which is proper etiquette in some people's opinions, drummers, or the drum sitting there, just that's now my pipe stand, all right? So be it a bass drum, tenor, or snare, doesn't matter. That's plop. That's where the pipes go, and on top of the drum, right? Now, it's bad for the hoops, it's bad for the heads. There's a multitude of reasons why pipes should not be set on top of drums. Don't even get me started. That's going to start a huge debate now. Right. I'm going to get really lost in the woods here, but I have witnessed people almost coming to blows about this in the past. It's been a real bone of contention in some bands, and I'm not going to name names, but I'm sure a lot of people are nodding their heads right now going, yep. I have actually seen people almost throwing hands over the cut of this. Yeah, so please don't be one of those bands. You know, if you have a piper that does happen to set their pipes on top of someone's drum without asking or anything like that, then yeah, good luck. Handle that, I guess, and move on. Anyway, let's move swiftly on from that, shall we? All right, let's move on to our next weekly drone again, which is on the pipers and drummers kind of situation. So, yeah, JD, what's our next weekly drone, mate? Help.
It's the weekly drone.
Drummers continued. Drummers are a funny lot. They tend to hunt in packs. They help the whole ensemble and keep the beat on track. They stand and wait so patiently while the pipers get tuned up. Then out the drums come and away they go. Drup, dup, diddly, brrrup. They simply can't be trusted to just stand there and not make noise. And the women are just as bad. It's not just the boys. They buzz and tap away like mad. It looks like they are cursed. And they screw those drum heads on so tight, it's no wonder that they burst. But when the set is over, and we go back to the bus, to share a beer or two together and forget about all the fuss, good crack and humor prevails. We are all but chums. But I much rather prefer them without the bloody drums.
Oh, that was epic. I have a lot of thoughts, A lot of which I don't know I can share on the pod right now. But I've said it last week. Whenever we got that weekly drone just simply saying drummers, it isn't a pipe band without drummers. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it's just pipers. You know, once you add drums, then you've got a band. All right. So, yeah, it's kind of that yin and yang thing. You know what I mean? Or chicken and eggs, is that what I mean? Yeah, I think something like that. You can't have a pipe band without drummers. And yeah, they are. It's a relationship. And we need to get along with each other, I guess. Anyway, so there you go. That's my thoughts on that. And we're going to leave that there. Mm-hmm. I think the weekly drones now are kind of getting a little out of hand at this point. Because this next one has me really wondering what's going on in the head of this person who sent in our next weekly drone. And I'm going to play it out in full, all right? And I want you guys to draw your own conclusions. I don't really have any commentary for this next weekly drone. I'm going to leave it for you folks out there to provide me with your commentary. All right, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Right, JD, lay it on us. Let's hear this third and final weekly drone for this week.
It's the weekly drone!
I like drones.
Well, there you go, Weekly Droner. I allowed those drones to play all the way out. There you go. I like drones. I don't quite know what to say about that, other than it's not a question, it's not commentary. But thank you, I guess, for sending in your weekly drone. I am happy for you that you like drones. That's great. Anyway, this week's weekly drone has been very random. Following last week's weekly drone as well, which has also been incredibly random. I don't know what's going on in the piping world right now, but all of you are being very random right now. So, thank you. If you would like to send in your own weekly drone... that make it interesting. Send it in to us. Go to our website, thebigrabshow.com. There's a big button right at the top of the page saying Weekly Drone. Let us know your thoughts, feelings. There's a lot going on in the scene at the moment. So, I like drones. Doesn't really tell us much. Go ahead. Give us your commentary on the scene at the moment and the season to come. And, yeah, we'll definitely bring that to a future Big Rab Show and unpack it. But there you go. Thank you to our random weekly droners this week. That was entertaining, if nothing else. But very, very random. Yeah, let's just say that a lot of these weekly drones were received at the wee small hours of the morning. So either you were all getting wellied into the whiskey or whatever and having a good time, and then to say, hey, you know what would be a great idea? Let's message Big Rab and see if he reads it out. It's not me reading it out, it's JD. But yeah, thank you everyone for doing that. Good fun. All right, let's move on. you guessed at this point, we would normally be running into what's the crack and everything, but we've got rid of that, so we did get some emails from folks saying, hey Rab, I've noticed a change with the pod, you're not doing Word of the Week anymore, you're not doing What's the Crack, all that stuff. No, that's all changed now, alright, they're gone. But if you do want them back, then, yeah, who knows, we can bring them back. But we will be bringing some future new sections to the show, and still in development right now, the team are working on them, but we will hopefully have some new segments for you, and even at that's something you can contact us with. Any suggestions for new segments on the show? There you go. Anyway, right, that's it. Weekly Drone is done, and you guessed it. It's time for me to go and get a little short break right now, and then we'll come right back with all of the news and updates. Yeah, of which there's plenty this week. Whether you're performing in a parade, on the field, or on the grandest stage, our marching drums will be your trusted companion. Lightweight, durable, and crafted for maximum comfort. You'll feel the power of every beat without compromising your performance. With a wide range of sizes, styles, and customizations, you can find the perfect drum to suit your unique needs and preferences. March with greatness. Elevate your sound and create a lasting impact with the BDC Axial Snare Drum. Now's the time to stand out from the crowd and make your mark on the world with British Drum Company. Visit BritishDrumCo.com for information on all our marching drums. Unleash your true potential.
Yeah.
Wallace bagpipes. Quality, pride and passion, made in Scotland. Proud bagpipe supplier to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Visit wallacebagpipes.com for more information or contact your nearest dealer. Okay, we're going to lead with the news story that we were chatting about last week. That we knew that we, the announcement was going to happen the day after recording. And I was so angry because I knew it was going to be huge. What am I talking about? Of course, this huge announcement from People's Ford, Balk Hall and Bathgate. Yeah, they're doing the pre-Worlds concert.
Oh, baby! Oh, man!
Yeah, right, okay. I had my suspicions, all right? There was plenty of rumours behind the scenes that it could be possible. And some of you out there who were eagle-eyed enough and were watching the Vlog Hall series and their last video after them lifting the World Championships there, apparently it was a little teaser towards the end of that episode of Vlog Hall, where they kind of put out a little bit of a teaser to say that something big was happening in 2024. Well, yeah, they did not disappoint. Something big is happening in 2024 for People's Ford. They have a huge pre-Worlds concert back in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall on the 14th of August. Now, it's going to be called Keberfy, and man, I couldn't be any more excited for this. So as soon as the announcement dropped, I think it was 5 p.m. on the Thursday last week, and then at 5:30, the tickets went live. And that's when I went and bought my ticket. Now, it appears that I am not the only one. Because by all accounts, I think this was reported on sources like Bagpipe News, or even at that, I think it was on the Bog Hall site themselves, on their socials. They were telling everyone that hundreds of tickets had sold within the first 24 hours of them being available. Now, yeah, we have heard of pre-Worlds shows selling out before, but it does happen over a series of weeks. This time, People's Ford, Balk Hall and Bathgate, the tickets have absolutely flown out the door. And before the point of recording this to this week's pod, I did have a look at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall box office just to see what tickets are available. And yeah, there's not many. Now, whenever I first logged in at 5:30 on the Thursday, I had my pick. I could go and choose the best seat in the house and, yeah, buy my ticket, which I did. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to going to see the show. But right now, there isn't a great selection. So it's slim pickings. So my advice to you is, if you're anyways wanting to go to the People's Ford, Balk Hall and Bathgate concert in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, you need to go now and grab your tickets. Now, I know I constantly say this on the show, get your tickets early, avoid your disappointment. But there's so many times that these big concerts come up and then on the day of the show, our social media blows up. We go, oh, Rab, I forgot the concert was on. Can you get us a ticket for this thing tonight? What? No, it's been sold out for weeks, months in this case. So I'm warning you all well in advance. If you're anyways going to be going to the People's Ford concert, Keberfy, you need to get your tickets right now. I don't even mind if you pause this podcast right now and go and book them. Okay, I won't be angry. Just go ahead, hit pause. Go and get your tickets for this. This will be a moment in time. Now, we all remember previous pre-Worlds concerts. You know, we remember Generations last year from SFU. Wow, what a moment that was. And of course, then we had the Inverary show, A Night in That Land. I don't think I'll ever forget that concert. That was incredible. Anyway, I dare say we all have very fond memories of pre-Worlds concerts, and we do know that People's Ford can put on a blistering show. I can't wait for this. I think you might be able to gauge my excitement. I'm so happy to have secured my booking, and I am going to sit very happily in my seat and drink it all in. I'm so looking forward to this. So, People's Ford, Balk Hall and Bathgate. I have to say, your timing of your announcement was terrible because our podcast was the day before and we couldn't talk about it. But yeah, You did it the following day, which was fine. But we now know that we're back in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall, first of all, which had a lot of people talking, because there was talk about it being back in the Armadillo again in Glasgow, because the SFU concert was there last year. A lot of people loved that venue, myself included. I thought it was great. Great big venue that had loads more people in it. But again, it was sold out. But again, way more people was able to go into that venue, but some people had the reservations. It was on the outskirts of Glasgow. You couldn't really walk to it. You know, it wasn't handy for the city centre. You had to get a taxi or an Uber or a bus even or something like that to get to it. It was just a bit of a pain, I guess, for some folks getting to the venue. Well, this time, you don't have such a complaint. It's back where it has normally been, in the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall. It's a little bit smaller of a venue, mind you, so that's why tickets might be a bit limited. But smack bang in the middle of the city, you know? So you have no excuse. So anyway, huge shout out to the Glasgow Sky Association. This is going to be a very, very exciting concert. I can't wait for it, and I hope to see you all there. People's Ford, Bog on a Basket, the big pre-Worlds concert. This is going to be off the chain. Now, I have to tell you that if you are any ways curious about what People's Ford might be bringing to the stage, well, you might want to head along to the Kids with Cancer charity night. Yeah, we'll mention this in Dates for Your Diary, of course. But yeah, I was just chatting with Gary Smith, actually, before I was recording this, and he was telling me the tickets are now very limited. He said there may only be 10-15 tickets possibly left at this point, which is nothing really. They'll get pretty much snapped up by the time I finish editing this week's episode. So yeah, if you are wanting to go to the Kids with Cancer charity night, where People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate will be making an appearance, then yeah, go and grab them now. So that's happening 23rd of March in the Royal Hotel in Cookstown, raising money for the Children's Cancer Unit in the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. Yes, our current world champions heading the stage. And you never know, we might see some little sneak peeks as to what they could be, yeah, what they could be bringing to the stage in Glasgow. I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But one of the things I love about the Kids with Cancer Night is that whenever they do bring one of these big bands across, and People's Ford is as big as it gets, well, yeah, sometimes they give us a little sneak peek as to what they could be doing competitively. You might remember that from previous years when we had the likes of Shots were there, and Vereri was there as well, and we got like a little half a medley here, a little, you know, second half of an MSR there. It was very interesting stuff. So, yeah. I know, it sounds like a shameless plug. It absolutely is. I'm plugging two big gigs that you're going to want to get to. The first one, of course, the pre-Worlds concert. I'm so excited to see it announced. And if you haven't grabbed your tickets for it yet, what are you doing? Just go now, okay? And then also for the Kids with Cancer charity night. If ever there was a reason for you to grab tickets, it's just this right now. Yeah, so People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate, making the trip across the Irish Sea. Why not go and check them out? There you go. All right, so that's exciting news, isn't it? I tell you, very good. Let's move on. We'll have to move on to the next news story, which is WAPOL. Yes, West Australia Police Pipe Band. They put out a bit of an announcement to say that they're bidding farewell to Gary Potter. Yes, Gary Potter has been with the band now for quite a number of years and has been at the helm of the drum corner for the longest time. But Gary has actually made the decision now to step back from his role at WAPOL, and he's now moving on to Wellington in New Zealand, where he's going to dedicate more of his time as lead drummer to the Grade 1 Manawatu Scottish Pipe Band, who we're very much looking forward to seeing competing at the upcoming Nationals. Yes, looking forward to that indeed. Now, so Gary's been involved with the mighty WAPOL now for years. Seems to be the longest time. I don't know, this could be stuff that Rab got wrong. But as far back as 2014, I think that's when Gary started with the band. But yeah, he's had some amazing drum corps over the years there in WAPOL, but just wanted to give him a shout on this week's show. Sorry to see him moving on from WAPOL. They're an incredible band, but obviously I'm very keen to see what he's going to bring to that back line at Manawatu at the upcoming Nationals next week. That's going to be exciting. Anyway, there you go. Let's move on. I have to give a shout to Scaravore. Yes, for fans of Scaravore, of course, and Scott Wood, their featured piper. They've announced a bit of a tour of Ireland. Yeah, for the longest time. Well, if anything, I think they even put it on their socials. It's taken them 19 years to get across the Irish Sea. Can you believe that? Like, it's difficult to believe that Scarivore have been on the go for so long and have never actually played here. It's insane. So, yeah, they have dates in Dublin, Belfast and Limerick. So, yeah, for fans of Scarivore, if you are interested in catching the guys live, now's your opportunity. This is their first ever Ireland tour. Yeah. Also, I have to give a shout out to Braybach as well. Yes, that dual sound, the dual bagpipe sound is heading to the United States. Yes, Braybach are going to be on tour in the US with dates all over the place. So if you do want to go and check out Braybach live, go. Absolutely go. I've seen Braybach live so many times now, but each time is an absolute treat. So I can't recommend it enough. All right, so go and check out Braybach. Also, speaking of the United States, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are currently on tour at the moment. And yeah, I think they played their last show just last week. And yeah, to say that it was nothing short of a roaring success would be an absolute understatement. Understatement to say the least. So yeah, massive, massive crowds in the US for the Chili Peppers. So it's brilliant to see. So if you are a Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, do go to their website right now. Full dates for all of their US tour is all up there now. So hey, I don't know, it's never been a better time to go and check out some trad and folk and some bag rock in the United States. Yeah, it seems to be everybody's touring over there. I think Trail West were over there. We had Talisk who were across as well. Braybach, as I've said, just left. And yeah, Red Hot Chilies are there over there currently. So tons of great music happening in the United States right now. So there you are. Shout out to all those bands who are currently touring in the US. Hope you all have the best time. Right. Let's get into another news story. This comes from the Royal New Zealand Pipe Band Association. They put out a huge announcement saying, well, they were announcing the premiere of a documentary being screened on the eve of the New Zealand Nationals on March 14th. It's a film documentary which details the journey of New Zealanders taking the competition, I guess, in Worlds. So, yeah, they follow all of the New Zealand bands and I don't know, I got talking to the crew when they were making this. Now, for those of you who listened to the interview we done with Liam Kernaghan a while ago, we talked about this and how they were producing this documentary. They weren't sure about when it would be released, but yeah, we now have the date. It's going to be released on the eve of the New Zealand Nationals. Now, this documentary, I can't wait for it. There's a trailer for it available right now on the RNZ PBA YouTube channel. If you haven't caught it yet, you really should, because it really gets into behind the scenes. There's some comments from some of the players there saying, you know, you could get really wellied into the chips and the beer and everything and really, yeah, get unhealthy very quick. And then whenever you go to stand in that circle, maybe that 15th pint that day is not the best idea. And things like that. There's a lot of anecdotal stuff. But also, it kind of gives the gravity behind it, which a lot of us here in the UK may well take for granted. These bands who travel from Australia and New Zealand, they travel thousands of miles to compete at the World Championships. And in that circle, they really do give it their all. Some of the music that's been played over the years by Australian and New Zealand bands has simply been incredible. But that in itself, actually being there, is an achievement. So, yeah, the title of the documentary, I believe, is called 12,000 Miles, A Kiwi Piping Journey. Go and type that into your search engine on YouTube and go and watch the trailer. Now, on social media, they were telling us about this great premiere and everything. It'll be a red carpet affair and everyone can buy tickets and go and watch it. All right, that'll be in a big cinema. Brilliant. Okay, but for those of us internationally wanting to tune into this, I did ask the question. I saw, right, okay, it's going to be on the big screen in New Zealand. Will any of us here internationally be able to tune in and watch it? And the answer I got was quite entertaining. The answer I got from the RNZ PBA was, watch this space.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh, that was fun. That made me giggle, that one.
So that kind of gave me a little bit of a glimmer of hope. I do hope on hope that we'll be able to tune in and watch this internationally. I really do. So I have to give a huge shout out to the crew who made this documentary. I did spend a good bit of time with them at the World Championships and just hanging out in the field. And they had a ton of questions, you know, mostly food and drink orientated. I have to say, there was quite a lot of conversation about Iron Brew and what does Iron Brew actually taste like. And I, well, it's Iron Brew. It tastes like Iron Brew. That's it. Tons of questions about haggis and battered sausages was another one. That was a big conversation with the camera guy. Anyway, so I spent a good bit of time chatting with the documentary crew, who just seemed to be having the time of their life, along with all the bands that they were covering as well. So such nice people making the documentary. Shout out to the crew. But I can't wait to tune in to watch this, hopefully. So we will be watching this space. So shout out to the RNZ PBA, a very exciting documentary about 12,000 miles, a Kiwi piping journey. Yeah, I'll certainly be tuning in for that. All right. Now, I know I mentioned it last week, but I have to mention it again. The Willie McCallum recital. Now, we mentioned this before. This is going to be on the 26th of April in the Woodlands Hotel in Broughty Ferry. Now, the Mackenzie Caledonian Pipe Band are hosting this. And come on, Willie McCallum is 9-time Glenfiddich champion and a load of other accolades. And this is going to be such an incredible night. We've been getting more details as the night is approaching. And I think there's also prize draws available on the night as well for some good swag. So, and the reason I'm plugging it again and telling you folks to go and grab tickets for it is just for that reason. Because the last time I mentioned it, I didn't tell you anything to do with the prize draws and stuff. There's going to be a wealth of cool swag that you could possibly get your hands on. But if anything, grab your tickets now. You can go along to the Mackenzie Caledonian on social media. All the links are all up there now where you can go and get your tickets for this. Or you can go to tickettailor.com. I think that's where they're listed too. A big recital being held by Willie McCallum. And even if you don't win any of the prizes or get any swag for that matter, then you're going to be treated to a night of blistering good piping. So there you go. Shout out to the McCalls and to Willie McCallum. That's quite exciting there. There you go. Looking forward to that. Oh, and when we were on the topic of tours and that earlier, and I was talking about Scarivore and all of that coming to Ireland, I have to mention the Elephant Sessions. Yeah, fans of the Elephant Sessions, of course, they're coming to Ireland as well. They've announced a bit of an Irish tour that's all kicking off around November. Yeah, so they've got dates in Cork, Dublin, Derry, Belfast and Galway. Again, if you're a fan of the Elephant Sessions and you live here in Ireland, then go and see them. All right. Now, I was very fortunate. I did see the Elephant Sessions live. They played at the Trad Awards in Dundee when we were there. And they absolutely lit up the stage, man. They were kind of the party band, you know? If you haven't heard any of the Elephant Sessions music, do go and listen to it. Their mandolin player, by the way, is incredible. Shout out to the Elephant Sessions. I'm a huge fan. I'm so excited to see that you have dates now in Belfast and in Derry here up in Northern Ireland. So really looking forward to going to see them. So there you are. For fans of the Elephant Sessions, go and check out their Irish tour dates. Yeah. Right, next news story. Talking about giveaways and swag and prizes and stuff. Well, shout out to the Belfast International Tattoo. They're giving away something quite cool that you might be interested in. Yeah, they're giving away a family pass, which is 2 adults and 2 kids, to go and see the matinee performance of the Belfast International Tattoo on the 7th of September. Yeah. Now, please go along to the Belfast International Tattoo on their socials. That's where the prize is. And they want you to do all that usual Facebooky stuff. You know, the like and share and all that kind of stuff. And, the deadline for entries is on the 31st of March. There you go. So, if you are anyways curious and want to win a free family pass, then you may as well. Go on ahead. And, 2 adults, 2 kids to go and see the show in the matinee on the 7th of September. And good luck to all of the entries there. Good stuff. Okay, and talking about piping recitals earlier there, and that one with Willie McCallum, I have to give a bit of a shout out to another piping recital that's being hosted by the Gordon Highlanders Museum. This is being held on the 15th of March, so not too long from now. The doors open at 7 p.m. You can get tickets for it from the Gordon Highlanders Museum themselves, but who's playing, Rab? It's Callum Beaumont.
Oh, baby!
Yep, the current Glenfiddich solo champion is hosting, and oh man, this is going to be so incredible. So yeah, shout out to the Gordon Highlanders Museum. If you are curious and want to go and see Callum in action on the 15th, then there you go. Go and grab your tickets. But I have to stress, this is a very limited capacity venue. It's very small. It's going to be a very intimate performance. The capacity is limited to 60 people only. Yeah, just 60 people. So if you are wanting to see Callum at this recital, my advice is go to the Gordon Highlanders Museum right now.
go and grab the tickets from the box office. This is going to get sold out very quick. So that's happening on the 15th of March. Callum Beaumont, the current Glenfiddich solo champion, of course, and our piping recital. Also featured will be a local junior piper called James Fraser. There you go. That might ring a bell with a lot of people. But yeah, shout out to the Gordon Highlanders Museum. Looking forward to that. 15th. You know, we really are in the thick of concert season right now. You know, like seriously, we are right in the middle of it. Because that seems to be nothing else but concerts and dates and gigs aplenty this last while. So I have to give a huge shout out to Tully Laganpipe Band. Yes, they were furiously working hard behind the scenes over the course of the weekend for their upcoming concert, 13th of April in the Bernavon Theatre. That's going to be exciting. But yeah, just very curious to see the tons of great photos and stuff, but no clips just yet from Tully Lagan. So I'm curious. Also, shout out to the National Youth Pipe Band of Scotland as well. They have been uploading little clips and things. Their concert's coming up on the 14th of April, and that's going to be in the Perth Concert Hall, of course. So we've been plugging that now for a while. But yeah, shout out to the National Youth Pipe Band. Really looking forward to seeing their show as well. So, I don't know, there's gigs aplenty. We have Rivara Pipe Band as well. They're going to be appearing in Lisburn in the Island Arts Centre. That's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to that. It's 27th of April. But also, on the 27th of April, we have St. Lawrence O'Toole, who are going to be in the Aberdeen Music Hall. Yeah, there's so many gigs happening, man. So, shout out to St. Lawrence O'Toole, Inspired 2024. There's so many gigs happening at the moment. And, of course, we're going to get into Sully season now with St. Patrick's Day, and that just around the corner too. So, if your band is going to be out playing at a gig in the near future, then we do want to hear from you. All right, there is so many dates that we should be including in our diary for gigs aplenty all across St. Patrick's Day. And of course, just gigs. They're all over the place. So let us know. If your band's going to be playing at a show, then yeah, let us know about it. Email us, bigrabshow@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll do our best to get it plugged here on the Big Rab Show. Can't do fair in that now, can we? All right. Okay, this week I have to give a huge shout out to Simon Grant.
Go on, Simon!
Yeah, now the reason we're giving Simon a shout is because he's announced something really quite exciting. He's now going to be an ambassador for Pearl. Yeah, Pearl snare drums, or Pearl percussion in general. So, yes, I don't know. Simon's been doing some incredible work online of late. Now, we know Simon, of course. He's the lead tipper of the City of Edinburgh Pipe Band. He's done some incredible work with them, but also all of his online tuition services and stuff like that. There's just a wealth of great information that Simon's been churning out over the years, especially of recent days. All of those like workout videos and stuff he's been doing for drummers, some of those exercises, man, they're so deceiving. You think they're easy, you know, once the metronome goes nice and slow and you can handle it, it's no problem. And then, yeah, Simon kicks it up a gear and then you very quickly realise, maybe my technique is a bit pants compared to Simon. And I have a bit of work to do. But I have to say, huge congratulations to Simon. This is a very exciting endorsement for Pearl and for Simon too. So, yeah, for more information, go and check out Simon and all of his socials. I'm sure you've bound to have seen the announcements. It's been all across social media. Shout out to Simon Grant and this very exciting announcement, yeah, about being an endorsee of Pearl. Good stuff. Okay, now, I did mention St. Patrick's Day and gigs and all of that kind of stuff. Well, we were waiting on it, weren't we? Yeah, Wakin District and their St. Patrick's Day bingo. It's kind of like the Bob Worrell bingo, but this is for pipe bands on St. Patrick's Day. And some of the things that are on this bingo card here, I think is a given, you know, for any pipe band out, you know, celebrating St. Patrick's Day. I think the whole idea of this bingo card is if you hear this being shouted at you or mentioned to you or you see it happen, then you have to cross it off. And then if you manage to get bingo, then, you know, it's a bit of fun. You win. But some of the things in here on their St. Patrick's Day bingo card is just a given. Wakin District, what are you doing? And, you know, like the question asked, what's worn under your kilt? Yeah, you're told you don't look Irish. Yep, very good. Or you're asked to play Scotland the Brave, or Freebird, or Danny Boy. These are all a given. You know what I mean? But yeah, shout out to Wakin District. It's very funny. I had a good laugh at this. Some of the things that were listed here, yeah, I can absolutely see happening at every St. Patrick's Day celebration. So Yeah, if you're going to be out celebrating St. Patrick's Day with a set of pipes under your arm, or a drum for that matter, go and check out their St. Patrick's Day bingo card. Get it downloaded, or even get it printed out, and take it with you, and each time you witness something, then cross it off. And if any of you manage to get a bingo, let us know. You can email us, bigrabshow@gmail.com, and let us know how you get on with the St. Patrick's Day bingo, but that's all next week. Anyway, let's fly on. Well, I think at this point that's pretty much it for all the news and updates, if I'm honest. Most of the focus this past week has been following that huge announcement from People's Ford. Honestly, that's kind of took up the majority of the conversation. We were on Fuse last night, and that's all anyone wanted to talk about, was the Boghall show. Yeah, and yeah, you can rest assured, we played a ton of Boghall last night. It was great fun on Fuse, so thanks to everyone who texted in and was messaging along and joining in the crack. It was such a good show, actually. Yeah, this incoming week, however, on Fuse, we are going to be concentrating on all things New Zealand Nationals. Next week, the New Zealand Nationals are opening their doors, and we couldn't be more excited. So, no, we're going to delve more into it next week. We have a New Zealand Nationals preview to bring you on the pod next week, and as well as a huge topic to get through as well. But yeah, we're going to talk all about the New Zealand Nationals on next week's pods. For those of you tuning in, wanting to know our thoughts and opinions and what we're looking forward to, that's all next week, okay? But rest assured, on next week's Fuse FM show, we did get some messages last night saying, oh, come on, Rob, play some Manawatu, some Canterbury, Auckland. We're going to be doing that next week, okay? So just wanted to put that out there in the pod. We'll do that all next week. Next week will be our Nationals week, and we can't wait for it. There you go. Right, well, at this point in the show, you guessed it. I think it's time for dates for your diary. Well, to be fair, I've probably added a whole dose to your diary already, but yeah, let's go to the proper segment of the show. Pen and paper at the ready. It's time for dates for your diary.
McLennan Bagpipes by North Carolina artisan instrument maker Roddy McLennan from Euston, Scotland. Proud supplier of bagpipes, small pipes and chanters to Ali the Piper. One-of-a-kind instruments, crafted from the finest materials, using traditional skills for more than 30 years. Attention to detail and dedication to the highest standards of quality guarantee you a bagpipe which is more than just a musical instrument, but also a work of art. Custom made for you in a variety of wood with the widest range of profiles in the industry. Repair, restoration, replacement, refurbishment services also available. Check out bespokebagpipes.com for more information. McLennan Bagpipes, born in Scotland, made in the USA.
It's time for Dates for Your Diary, here on the Big Rab Show podcast.
Yes, indeed. Time for Dates for Your Diary. So, pens and paper at the ready. Let's get into it. Well, this weekend, of course, we have the Scottish Schools Championships. That's going to be held in William McIlvenny Campus there in Kilmarnock. This championship seems to be getting bigger and bigger every year, and this one definitely is one of the largest we've seen in recent times. So, 10th of March, Scottish Schools Championships. Good luck to everybody this weekend. Of course, coming up next weekend, we've been chatting about it now for weeks, the New Zealand Nationals. 15th and 16th of March, just ahead of St. Patrick's Day, and that's all going to be held in Auckland. Yep, we've talked about the Nationals now, ad nauseam possibly, but we're so excited, so get that day for your diary. 15th and 16th of March, we'll be tuning in online to catch all of that for sure. Then, of course, the 23rd of March has the Kids with Cancer Charity Night, where our current world champions, People's Ford, Boghall and Bathgate, will hit the stage, amongst others. And that's going to be a great night, raising all sorts of great money for charity. Kids with Cancer Charity Night, fast approaching 23rd of March. Then, on the 30th of March, we have the Scottish Solo Drumming Championships. That's going to be held in James Young High School in West Lothian. So, those solo drummers out there are going to be duking it out again for another pre-Worlds qualification spot. But also for those all-important points now for the possible champions in the solo drumming world. So that's on the 30th of March, again, James Young High School in West Lothian. Then, right here in Northern Ireland, we have the Ulster Solos, which are happening on the 13th of April. That's going to be in Lisnagarvie High School. So for those solo drummers here in Northern Ireland, the Ulster Solos are definitely going to be one to pay attention to. Now, not just the drummers, of course, but the pipers as well. Ulster Solos, fast approaching, 13th of April.
listen to Garvey High School. There you are. Also on the 13th of April, yeah, we have the Las Vegas Highland Games. That's going to be happening as well in Craig Ranch Park. That's going to be on the 13th and 14th of April, of course, in sunny Las Vegas. So looking forward to the Las Vegas Highland Games. Also on the 13th of April, then, we have Tully Lagan Pipe Band, who will be in concert in the Bernavon Theatre in Cookstown. That will include bands such as Sirla and District and Clough Finn. Yeah, and you might even see a wee appearance from yours truly. Say no more. But yeah, that's on the 13th of April at the Tully Lagan Pipe Band concert on the Bernavon Theatre in Cookstown. There you are. So, plenty of dates for your diary with a lot of great piping action to happen over the next few weeks. And that takes you all the way up through into April. Yeah, so tons to look forward to. But again, if there's any other dates for your diary that you believe that we should be including here in this segment, then please do let us know. Our email address, bigrabshow@gmail.com. That address again, bigrabshow@gmail.com. We'd absolutely love to hear from you. All right, well, now that we've done the dates for your diary, yeah, it's finally time for us to get into it. It's time for me to go and get a big cup of tea. It's time for the topic of the week. Do you wish piping could be fun again? Bagpipers around the world continue to struggle with their instrument, despite hours of hard work trying to get better. Bagpiping should be fulfilling. Your hard work should pay off, showing improvement, and the freedom to express yourself musically. Or why do it? The Dojo University believe every piper should be able to free themselves from musical frustration, proven over more than a decade of successful teaching and accessible anywhere with an internet connection. The Dojo is unlike any other bagpipe learning experience in the world. Let the Dojo channel your enthusiasm into a fun and fulfilling program that will empower you with the knowledge to fall in love with piping all over again. So go to dojouniversity.com/bigrab and take advantage of our 30-day free trial of Dojo Premium Membership. Join the global community of students today and rediscover the fun of bagpiping. dojouniversity.com/bigrab for a 30-day free trial. Yes, topic of the week time, and the title of this week's episode gives it away. You know exactly who we're going to be chatting with, Jim McGilvery. And I know throughout this interview, I have to say, I was absolutely starstruck. I've been a huge admirer of Jim's work for decades now, and I've been following his career for the longest time. And recently, Jim and his online instructional videos, as we'll get into, they've really been helping me with my own personal playing. So there's a wealth of stuff for us to discuss here, and I believe we've only really scratched the surface with the level of work that Jim has provided over the years. Yeah, let's get into it, shall we? So let's welcome Jim McGilvery to the Big Rab Show podcast. So welcome to the show, a gold medaler and, of course, an author of Rhythmic Fingerwork. I'm sure everyone will recognize the name. Jim McGilvery. How are you, Jim? Are you well?
I'm doing well, Reb. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Well, I have to say, yeah, total disclosure, for everyone listening right now, I'm completely starstruck. So if I come across as nervous, I absolutely am. Yeah.
I'm harmless, I can assure you.
Well, the reason I wanted to catch up with you, really, is because I know you've been doing a lot of work recently online, and we'll get into all of that. But first of all, I'm sure a lot of people are aware of your website and everything, where you deal a lot in vintage bagpipes. Do you want to tell us a bit about that? How is trade at the moment?
Trade's pretty good. I suppose, like anything else in retail, it's a bit streaky. It was very slow, as you might imagine, during the pandemic. Hardly any pipes moved at all. And even within 6 or 8 months after the pandemic, there was not much movement in vintage pipes. But since then, it's been very steady. Yeah.
I see. I have
no shortage of pipes.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah. Well, you know, for people who are interested, you can go and visit the website here, piping.on.ca. And that's where you carry out all of your dealing with vintage pipes. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, right. We've got questions in from listeners then. Obviously, whenever you're dealing with vintage pipes online, it can be a bit of a minefield. You know, you just don't know what you're buying. So have you any words of advice then for folks out there wanting to buy that vintage set of bagpipes?
Yeah, there's several people dealing in vintage bagpipes around the world right now. And I mean, I'm one of them, so I have a little self-interest here. But if you deal with some of the folks who deal in pipes, I think you have a much better chance of getting a good instrument than you do dealing online by yourself. Lots of people get great pipes online, but I've heard some horror stories as well. I buy all of my pipes remotely, almost all of them remotely. So I'm working from pictures and people's descriptions. And I'm not going to say all the people I deal with are good. And sometimes I will get a set that has some problems that the seller never knew the bagpipe had. So yeah, I buy a few vintage bagpipes and take losses on them because they weren't what I expected. So realize you're always taking a chance. Keep your eyes open for scams. They're often visible by, you know, unusual wording in the description or an unusual email. Just be, you know, buyer beware in all of these situations. It's be hesitant, ask all the questions. There are no stupid questions when you're buying a $5,000 bagpipe from 10,000 miles away. So, and don't be afraid to bounce things off your friends and knowledgeable people.
Yeah,
take care is the end message, I guess.
Absolutely. We have heard some stories from listeners who have tried to buy bagpipes through the likes of Facebook Marketplace. And, you know, they're asking questions, you know, can I see the bore? Can I see, you know, a little close up of the tuning slides and stuff? And they don't get any backward and forward with the seller. So is that an immediate red flag, I guess?
Well, to me, it is for two reasons. One, you know, does the person actually have the bagpipe in their possession? And two, why are they being so reticent in giving up information? I'd shut that one down pretty quickly.
That's it. Ourselves in the Big Rab Show, we fell foul of this ourselves. We seen a set of pipes, set of Robertsons, and we thought, wow, they look really cool. And we thought we'd share them out there to draw attention to it. And then the more we kind of dug into the advert, as you said, the wording of it didn't make sense. You know, and so it's little details like that. And even, I suppose, I don't know, we found this quite common with vintage pipes, is that the stocks are mostly cracked on most sets that we see. Is that a common occurrence, Jim?
I let's put it this way. When I'm dealing in coccus wood and ebony pipes, it's not very, in fact, almost never do I receive an ebony pipe that doesn't have a crack in it. Yeah. Ebony's, it's a wonderful wood, but it's very volatile. Coccus wood less so, but we will get cracks there as well. Black wood is fairly resilient. But yeah, cracks. Well, one of the other problem you can have with old sets is if they haven't been played in a long time, the cracks, if there are cracks, the cracks will close up and become invisible. And it's hard to see them even with a magnifying glass. As soon as you start to play and the moisture gets into the pipes, the cracks open up. That's why people say, oh, my pipes cracked when I started to play them. And that's the reason the cracks were already there. Cracks are not the be all and the end all. Cracks can be invisible whipped, so they're not really visible anymore and will not open up again.
I see. That's it. And that's one of the things that we found that is quite common, as you mentioned there, you know, as people start to play them, that's when they start to notice these little faults. But there are people who are really proficient at doing repair work, I guess. And so I get, do you offer that kind of service yourself, Jim, with sets that you sell?
I have a company in the province here, Dunbar Bagpipes, who are about 90 minutes away from me, and they do all my refurbs and they do fantastic work for me.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, I have to say, those people who do the repair work, they're absolute legends. I don't know how they do it. But yeah, they make it look easy for sure. Our recommendation, obviously, that if you are going to be getting a vintage set, then go to a reputable supplier and, you know, yourself being one of them, Jim. So just to talk about the website again. Yeah. So piping.on.ca, that's where you should go. So not only on vintage pipes, though, I have to say, you're selling a lot of other stuff like accessories, chanters, a lot of stuff over there on the website. You're an incredibly busy man.
Well, I am busy. It's I consider my piping website a more of a piping boutique. I don't do uniforms, and I do basic piping supplies and instruments and products that I have played and believe in as well. So I'm not a be all end all store, but everything I have I will stand behind.
Absolutely. So there you go. I know it sounds like a big shameless plug right at the very beginning of the chat, but absolutely. I've been so enjoying this website for sure. And yeah, I'm going to get into another shameless plug here. And I know this interview seems to be that's all it is, but I have to talk about Pipe Tunes. Oh my word. What a resource. I have been absolutely glued to this. Pipetunes.ca. Jim, tell us about this website.
The idea came to me back around 2005. I was, I teach at a private boys' school here, and I go to our instrumental music department, and I just noticed that they don't, when they need a tune, they don't give everybody a book, they give them the sheet music, and they're able to buy the sheet music. And I said to myself, why can't we do this? And I thought, well, maybe we can. So I found some folks who were able to build the website for me. I took about 2 years to typeset and record about 1,000 tunes, and then I launched it in 2007. So folks can go on to the website and browse the catalog. They can listen to tunes and decide what they want, and then purchase the PDF.
There you go. And I think that's what makes this site really quite unique, that once you've identified the tune that you're interested in, you can also hear a recording of it. A lot of places do kind of give you the manuscript and that's it, but these have recordings, so you can learn it and practice it along with you playing it, Jim. Yeah,
that's correct.
That's it. But I have to say, for me being a complete piping nerd, okay, this little section here, composers' bios, oh my word. Like, you could pick a random, I don't know, look, there's John McCall. Like, you know, just pick a random person, and the amount of history on offer here on every composer listed is just incredible. So I dare say this took quite a bit of research, Jim, to put together.
It did, but I really enjoyed it. You know, I'm really lucky that I get to spend my life doing something I love. So doing this, it's kind of historical work, and putting it out so people can see who these people are and what they mean to us was really important to me.
Absolutely. So that we're right now, for those watching the video now, we're looking at Dr. John McCaskill. So that's not just, you know, the players from back in the 1800s or earlier, that they're also up to the modern day as well. Yeah. So I don't know. I have been absolutely glued to this website, and I'm only really just scratching the surface here. So what are your plans for Pipe Tunes in the future then? Do you think you'll have any more composers adding to the site?
I'd like to. At some point, I continue to add tunes to it, mostly in the summer when I'm off work. Once I fully retire from teaching at the school here, then I'll get back into doing, I think, more bios and getting more tunes on it as well. I think we have around 2,900 tunes right now.
Wow.
And I find I would like to get more modern compositions. That's a lot. There's a lot of legwork in turning people up and getting them to actually send you the music and then making sure they get paid royalties and that sort of thing. So that's all for a time when hopefully I will have a bit more time.
There you go.
But I continue to expand the catalog.
Yes, that's it. So it's a continuous work in progress, really. Yeah. So I would have to recommend this to everyone, really, who's ever on the lookout for bagpipe sheet music or anything, or even just to delve through the history, go to pipetunes.ca. So yeah, that's an absolutely fantastic resource. So Jim, thank you for this, and keep up the great work with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's two big plugs out of the way. Okay, now I want to get into some nitty gritty now. Obviously, you're quite a prolific tutor and, you know, writer over this last while of various different tutor books and technique. For those listening to the show right now, we would get a lot of beginners who would consider, right, oh, I'm listening to a piping podcast. I'm interested in this bagpipe thing. Maybe I should lift a practice chanter and see how I go. Have you any recommendations or words of advice for those lifting that chanter for the very first time?
For the very first time, I would say do whatever you can to find a good instructor. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the tutors out there are written sort of with the idea that folks might be able to self-study, and it works to a certain extent, but if you can still self-study, but if you can find someone who can direct you, warn you of the pitfalls, let you know when you're going down a wrong road. Some people need an instructor more than others. Some are able to self-teach more than others. I had a fellow teacher at school who decided he wanted to learn pipes, and we gave him the Piping Center Blue Tutor, and he worked through the thing over the course of a year, 14 months. He would come to see me every 6 weeks or so and say, am I doing this right? And lo and behold, in about a year, we got him on bagpipes. So,
wow.
Yeah, if you can align yourself with someone who knows what they're doing, it's going to save you a lot of grief.
There you go. Yeah. And of course, there are a lot of great, fantastic online resources now, you know, for sure. But there's nothing beats that one-to-one kind of tuition with someone who's paying keen attention, I would argue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then obviously for someone who is making that transition, it's a huge moment then from setting the practice chanter down to lifting this instrument that takes so much to try and handle. What do you think are some of the most common errors that you find when someone lifts that instrument for the first time and they start trying to play Tripping Up the Stairs or Pumpkin's Fancy or whatever? You know, is there any common mistakes, do you find?
Well, you lift up the bagpipe for the first time, and it's for most people, it's all they can do to get a sound out of the chanter.
Yeah.
Even with the drones corked up. So that's a transition. That's a difficult period for most pipers. They've gone 10 months or a year or 14 months. They got their tunes off. They're ready to get their bagpipes. And all of a sudden, they're handed this contraption that's a hell of a hard to blow. And then when you blow it, then it stops. And you got it. Yeah, it's quite a thing. The most important thing when people first get on pipes is get the blowing and squeezing down correctly. I have people play what I call a slow scale. So they're required to take 3 breaths on every note as they work their way up the scale. So their focus is constantly on blowing and squeezing. Not getting that right can have real repercussions.
Well, if anything, Jim, I know I'm being completely selfish here now, but that's exactly where I am right now. I am trying my best to learn how to blow steady. And I've been using a lot of your instructional videos to try and help with that. So that brings me on to another shameless plug. Yay, there you go. I have to talk about your new YouTube channel because it's been so helpful for me this last while. Tell us about this and your new YouTube channel.
Well, this only came up a few months ago. Back around 2002, me with another team of people created 2 what were at that time videos, and then became DVDs. One was a video that was about an hour and 20 minutes on maintenance. It was called Pipes Ready. And then the second one was a 2-hour video on tuning that was called Pipes Up. So I sold those for many, many years. And then a good friend of mine named Andrew Giles, who is also president of the Pipers and Pipe Band Society of Ontario right now, asked me if I'd ever considered breaking these videos up and offering them for free on a YouTube channel. Mm. And I said, no, I hadn't. And he said, what do you think? And I said, yes, let's do that. And with his help, we broke the original videos up, and they are now up on the site, tuning and maintenance, lots of tuning and maintenance issues. And then in September, I started making some new videos, addressing things that weren't addressed in the maintenance and tuning videos. I don't have to do much maintenance and tuning because they're covered by the original videos, but I'm going through, at the present time, I think we've made about 14 new videos. I'm doing individual pieces of technique, maintenance issues that haven't been addressed yet. I'm doing individual tunes. We'll have Donald McLean's Farewell to Oban will be coming out very shortly. So right now I'm doing a mix of topics just to see what people grab onto.
I see. Well, I was aware of your original two DVDs. I never purchased them at the time because I was a drummer back then. But now I'm a piper. These videos are so valuable. Like even from, as you mentioned there, even showing you how to hemp a set of pipes, you know, and how to calibrate drone reads, how to tune the thing. But for me, big time, I've been using your video talking about blowing techniques and everything. It's been absolutely fascinating. And even recently, as you mentioned, this new one that you're working on now called The Pipe Box, and we're working on E-Dublins. And that was fantastic. I sat for ages after that. Must have been the guts of an hour just sitting doing E-Dublins up and down the scale. It was so cool. So how have you found the reaction to your YouTube channel? Have you had much feedback?
Yeah, I'm getting comments. The comments are generally, well, not generally, they're all good. People seem to like my approach. Mm. They're encouraging me to do more. We seem to be getting lots of views, and the subscribers are going up. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep adding them and keep riding along.
There you go. Well, and again, I know I would encourage people to go and check it out. You know, because ourselves in the Rab Show, we've been doing YouTube clips and stuff this last while for the longest time. But this is such a great resource, especially, you know, for the basic questions for people that might ask, you know, how do I tune these three drones? You know, and or my chanter seems out of tune. How do I fix it? Things like that. And people might be kind of scared to ask their tutor for fear of asking a stupid question. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think it's so useful for sure. Well, let's talk about the full story then. Once you've transitioned from practice chanter onto pipes, you're now able to blow steady, have them tuned. Then what is the next step then? How do you approach advanced playing, I guess?
Well, by advanced, what would you mean?
Well, you're looking at competitive tunes then, I would reckon. Yeah, you know, playing yes. competitively.
Well, yeah. Well, by the time we're looking at competitive tunes, I'm hoping that my pupil has good technique.
Yes.
That's absolutely essential. And if they do, then we start into a competition tune, and we may start it pretty slowly. I'm a great believer that you don't play faster than your hands can handle. You don't play at a speed where your technique is falling apart and your notes aren't clear. If that's happening, you're playing too quickly. The biggest problem I see with, advanced beginners and even intermediates is playing too quickly when they're learning the tunes.
Yes.
And sloughing over technique. It's your technique. What happens if you're playing a tune over and over again with, say, bad torluas? Mm-hmm. Is it you're playing bad torluas all the time, and you're going to get really good at playing bad torluas.
Yeah, you sort of ingrain that habit, I guess. Yeah,
it's just like if you were practicing good torluas, you're going to get good at it. So, I make sure that the technique is all under control, and the tune I select for the pupil is appropriate to the technique they have.
I see. That's an interesting one as well. So sometimes we hear quite a lot of advanced players, but they do reach too far almost, and a tune that's packed filled with all sorts of ornamentation in there, and it's nearly too much. And the technique fails.
As a judge, as someone who judges contests, I would say you do better playing an easier tune well than a hard tune in mediocre fashion.
There you go. Yeah. And the same could be said for bands as well, you know, as well as soloists, you know. So technique is king, I believe. Yeah, there you are. That's interesting. Yeah. So, well, obviously yourself, you've been incredibly successful in solo piping and in bands as well. And I have to ask you, has there ever been a moment where you've kind of sat back and while playing and thought, wow, look where I am? Has there been like one standout moment to you in your piping career?
Has there? I suppose it was the day I got the clasp at Inverness.
Yeah.
I think. I remember almost every second of it and exactly how I felt. It was not something I expected. It exceeded my dreams. So that was sort of the pinnacle of competition for me. And I as you probably know, I stopped competing when I was only 36 years old. A lot of the people I was competing with in the 80s and 90s are still competing today. Folks like Jack Lee and Willie McCallum and Angus McCall, yeah. They're all still competing today. But yeah, that was my great point. I've had lots of other great points in piping since then. But that's the memorable one.
For sure. That's a good answer right there. So I have to say though, you know, from going from the competitive scene then to the world of tuition and helping other players, I guess, we've talked about tuition this last while, about the learner has a responsibility on learning, obviously, but the tutor also has a responsibility on trying to cater that, you know, their method of tuition, I guess. You know, some people learn by just hearing it, some people learn by seeing it, that things like that. Have you developed your own tuition over the years, Jim?
What can I say about I think my tuition is, and I think any good tutor, their tuition is catered towards what works for the pupil, and it takes may take a while before you finally learn, okay, this is what we need to sit here and look at the music and point out this, and we need to put marks on the music, and then other people you can put the marks on the music, and it's like you never put anything on the music, and
there you go.
So yeah, you have to work your way around that, but for me it's always the most important thing is to maintain interest.
Right,
and
I see.
While I'm trying to make things better, I'm always trying to introduce new things. Though I'm not sending the poor student home this week with exactly the same stuff as he had last week. You know, make sure that the pupil has always got something interesting to do next.
Yeah, see, so they're always getting some form of value from each lesson, I guess.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, so they can always carry something through into the next lesson to keep them interested. Yeah, there you are. Well, I've asked you some real hard-hitting questions there, Jim, so that's fantastic. Thank you for answering those. But we have some Big Rap Show staples that we ask everybody who comes on the show, and I have to ask you. So I have to ask you, Jim McGilvery, what is your favorite cheese?
My favorite cheese is brie.
Oh, good choice. Actually, that's quite a popular one, I have to say. There you go. And I have to say, again, I know it's a huge shameless plug, but if you haven't checked out any of the resources, please do. And one that I would definitely point you to is the latest work that Jim's been doing here on Pipe Tunes on YouTube. So go along, give him a subscribe, and delve into the wealth of information that's there, for sure. So rolling into the future, I dare say there'll be continued work on pipetunes.ca as well as the YouTube channel. Have you any big plans coming up in the next few months?
I've got some judging trips coming up. But aside from that, I'm trying to do a video a week. So that's tightened up my schedule a little bit. So I'm hoping to get over to Inverness in September.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Will presumably be my next trip to Scotland. But as I say, the current project is a YouTube channel and seeing where that takes us. So it's engaging and I'm enjoying it, and it seems to be getting a good response. So onward and upwards.
Oh, I've been really enjoying it. So thank you for all of your work. It's been fantastic. Yeah, just tuning in and watching all of it. So I think the number one thing to take away from this interview is technique is king. Make sure you're practicing all those GDE grace notes. I know they're boring, but you need to practice. Yeah. Thank you so much, Jim, for joining us on the podcast this week. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure, Reb. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And there you have it, folks. Yeah, I have to say again, throughout the course of that interview, I was absolutely starstruck. And I had so many questions that I didn't get to because of that very reason. But so many amazing little nuggets of information there that I think a lot of players would do well to pay attention to, I guess. And yeah, one of the main takeaways there, technique is king. Absolutely. Whenever it comes to playing of any kind, be it in a parade, a concert, or in competition,
technique rules, I guess. So, yeah, I have to say a massive, massive thank you for Jim for joining us on the show this week. It was an absolute privilege having him on here, and who knows, we may get him back on for a future show. If I can go by this huge list of questions that I didn't get through. There you go. But yeah, please do go and check out all of the websites and of course the YouTube channel as well, which I've really been thoroughly enjoying. It's definitely worthy of your time. There's a wealth of information on there. And yeah, that, if anything, I use it as a real practice tool currently. I've actually been using it to practice through scale works. Anyway, you don't need to know about my own plan. But suffice to say, go and check out all of Jim's points of contact there that we just referenced. And definitely worthy of your attention. Well, folks, that's it for another Big Rab Show. Thank you all for downloading this week and each and every week. And don't forget to tell your mates about our wee show, about what we're doing over here, talking about piping and drumming each and every week. And next week, we do have quite an interesting podcast ahead of us. This one was kind of up there as being quite awesome, I have to say. Next week, we've got quite a good one as well. I have to give a particular shout out this week to our Patreon faithful, who did get early access to this interview with Jim McGilvery, and they also got access to the video of that as well. So that'll hopefully be up on our YouTube channel in the coming days, so you can actually see what we're talking about there, about websites and stuff. There you go. So, yeah, shout out to the Patreon faithful. You guys are
awesome.
All right, I am out the door. Thank you, everyone. And yeah, please be tuned in next week. We've got quite a huge episode to bring you next week, as always. And we'll just keep churning out the pipe and goodness, as we do over here, you know? Anyway, if we've talked about anything at all in this show that you have any kind of questions, qualms, comments, anything at all, you can send us in your emails, bigrabshow@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can go to our website, thebigrabshow.com, and let us have your weekly drones. Yes, warts and all, of course, completely anonymous. And, let us know your thoughts and feelings about everything we chatted about there today with Jim or anything else in the news and updates. Yeah. Alrighty, I'm out the door. Thank you all again, and I will catch you all in the next episode. Until next week, all the best. Well, that's it for another Big Rab Show podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this week, and a special thank you to our sponsor, G1 Reeds. Played by bands around the world, they are the champion's choice. Check out g1reeds.com for all of your piping needs. Don't forget to check out thebigrabshow.com to be kept up to date with all of the latest news and views from around the piping world. And also, check us out on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can get your hands on tons of extra piping goodness and be a part of the Patreon faithful. So, until next week, folks, we'll see you right here on the Big Rab Show podcast. All the best.